This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce on a Wednesday morning with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online, as well as on the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, plus our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people that are helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on all the oil rigs around the country and around the world, too. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go in there, like the page, jump on in the chat room, and you can also follow us at Twitter at Captain's America. Now, joining us right now is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and boy, are we going to be busy. You ready?
Yep.
President Trump yesterday made the comment, and he got everybody's attention, and said some states may be ready to reopen and go back to work before May the 1st. But I've got this little thing here, the directive from the CDC, which talks about the testing and things they're going to be doing up until May the 1st. And it looks like as if, according to the CDC, nobody would actually be opening until May the 1st at the earliest. And then between the 1st and the 15th, it looks like we could have as many as 20 states. And the president said possibly as many as 29 going back to normal. And I believe they're all red states. What do you think?
I don't know about red states. I do know the number 20 and 29. And the reopening would be have a unique look to it. It could be that they would start with schools, and then they would start with doctor's offices, like dentists and, you know, skin doctors or, you know, whatever else. So it would have a very different kind of look to it. So Iowa would be in a very different place than, say, New York. New York is going to not open anytime soon unless they want to do it by a zip code or by a county.
Upstate New York, right?
And the same thing goes for parts of California. Mm-hmm. And Governor Newsom has already spoken about restarting some businesses on the west side of the country.
Mm-hmm. See, my thing about New York, and I can speak very first-handedly about it, a farmer in upstate New York, in Tully, New York, has nothing in common with anybody down in New York City. So how is it that he's being forced to do the same thing that people in New York City are doing some 250 miles away when it's got nothing to do with them? And that's what these people are getting stir-crazy about and starting to protest about, too, that, hey, we're up here, there's nothing going on, people aren't sick, it's not happening, leave us alone.
Well, you know, you've got governors that, you know, cover a whole state and don't make exceptions.
Except, sure.
You know, the governor of Arkansas, you know, he didn't follow the whole thing, the whole path that other governors did. Even DeSantis didn't.
Yep.
So, you know, it comes down to governors. And,
yeah.
And that's basically.
That's Cuomo up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me just talk about with the World Health Organization, because yesterday the president absolutely hit the hammer, or hit the nail on the head, and I mean drove a sledgehammer on this one. He's ordered a halt to about, what is it, about $500 million or $450 million? Funding for the World Health Organization while a review is being done of its response to all of this and all the misinformation they gave out.
Well, there wasn't so much either of misinformation. It was lack of information. So there's two paths there. But the funding to the World Health Organization each year changes. So some years we may only give them $200 million. Sometimes it can be as much as almost $500 million. So what he has done is he suspended any more monies, U.S. taxpayer dollars, going to the World Health Organization until certain things are determined about that leadership and what they did and didn't do that should have done.
Now, did you see the IHME model again has changed? The numbers, the death estimates have been lowered again?
Yeah, I get their emails every day. And, you know, if we're going to use a single source, which is the IHME, for modeling, we get what we deserve. Numbers that go into a model are is kind of like data coming out of a software program is only good as the data going in. If there's only, you know, what is being reported out there, you can read numbers a very different way. So I argue, and I actually got an article published on this very thing about instead of using a single source for modeling, we should use artificial intelligence, that where, you know, data becomes digitized from around the world, and then it becomes a repository of which artificial intelligence can wade through all of that in pretty short order.
Now, you wrote an article, and we don't have enough time to get started on it, but I am going to tease it because the music should be starting any second. But we're going to be talking when we come back about the fact that the United States may have known about these this Wuhan lab and what was going on over there back a little while ago, back all the way to 2017, and maybe even a little bit further back than that. And Denise wrote about that yesterday. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Some of you folks told me you saw it on Fox last night. Well, you didn't see the article that Denise wrote. You saw a news story when it was 2 minutes long. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And let me just tell you that if you want to find out more about them and become a member, too, and have the chance to win a free gun every day, they're giving away a different gun. You can go over to my page on Facebook called Americans for America. Now, that's a news page over there where we have a lot of different contributors that come in there and post articles up there. You're liable to see just about anything from anybody, including Denise Simon will have some articles over there, as well as Frank Silvato and other people that you've heard here on the program, Wayne Allen Root, for example. But go over there to Americans for America, and you'll see the USCCA logo link right at the top of the page. Click on that. And guess what? You will be able to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway and then consider becoming a member of the USCCA because membership has its advantages. Now, depending on what level of membership you take, and there's three of them, you can wind up with as much as $474 worth of free stuff. So when you do that, you get all of that stuff plus the Concealed Carry Magazine 2, which is the award-winning magazine 3 years in a row from the USCCA. Now, again, that's Americans for America, the Facebook page. Go over there, click on the USCCA logo link. It's right there at the top of the page, and away you go. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back here with us. And speaking of articles, we were talking about the article that you wrote, and somebody said, yeah, there was a story on Fox. Well, the story on Fox was 2 minutes long. Your article is longer than that, and I would strongly suggest that people take a look at it. So let's talk about what it is. What did we know back in 2017 about all of this stuff in China?
Well, for one thing, we keep hearing that China is not, refuses to cooperate with the United States. That really isn't true. They may not cooperate in certain parts, but they're we have been well aware of the Wuhan laboratory for quite some time. In fact, we had in 2017, we had part of a we had some scientists and some experts that were on a diplomatic trip and visited the Wuhan virology laboratory. Now, why would they, if it's such a closed society kind of thing there, almost in some cases like North Korea, why would they allow us in such that when we did do that visit in 2017, a couple of diplomatic cables, meaning emails, were sent back to the State Department saying this is a disaster waiting to happen because it's a P4 lab, meaning it's supposed to have the highest security, and it is a accident waiting to happen. Well, the reason we have access and we knew about the possibilities and the work that goes on in that laboratory, including the horseshoe bat, is because, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
We fund that laboratory. U.S. taxpayers fund that laboratory.
Good God.
We gave them a grant of $3.7 million. Now, the grant comes from the CDC Foundation, the Center for Disease Control, which incidentally has 1,000 grant programs, and the value of those 1,000 grants, are you ready for this one, is worth $500 billion.
Wow.
There's your smoking gun.
What are we doing?
Well, not all things are nefarious, okay, because we have a habit of, or China has a habit of,
manipulating us?
No, they have viruses over there that kind of seem to infect the world.
Right.
You know, we just look at the viruses that we have had.
Right.
And they do the studies over there mostly because they've got some pretty good scientists, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And because that seems to be the ground zero for this. So for the United States to say that we did not know the risks mm-hmm. and what they were doing is ridiculous. Now, the risk is, and I wrote about this particular woman who goes by the name Batwoman, by the way, because she's the expert. She's very cooperative with the United States.
I remember seeing her.
She met with our diplomatic staff, and she said, I'm very worried because this is a P4, and we don't have enough dedicated people for security and control and management protocol. Mm-hmm. She said, we need more money.
Mm-hmm.
More money, which means it's confirmed that we give them money. Mm-hmm. So that's why these diplomatic cables came back. So it looks like the CDC gave the money to the Wuhan laboratory through, ding, 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 the National Institute of Health.
Now, let's take a caller here. Is this our Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. Kevin, Denise, how you doing this morning, girl? Anyway.
Bad you?
Good. Wanted to know, is it possible to disengage from China, both economically and with manufacturing, as we need to put our own people back to work and get our economy rolling? Second thing, how extensive is Trump's power, and can he override the governors on his latest thing about him being at absolute authority? No. All right, that's
all
it.
Right.
Bye.
All right, let me answer number two. Number two is absolutely not. It is up to the governors, not the president. The president can make a recommendation, but the actual decision has to be done by the governor of the state. Now it's your turn, Denise.
We can extort them, though, and that's really kind of what he was referring to.
Right.
And the federal government often does that, especially under the condition of a national emergency.
Yep.
If you don't comply or if you don't follow this guidance, then we can withhold some funding. So he didn't want to go so far as to say that, but we have a federalist system. The governors make the decision. 10th Amendment.
Yep.
Now, as far as the first question, when it comes to China, if they have a program called the 1,000 Talents Program, they got their 2050 goal mm-hmm. to rule the world. And I believe that some of that played into a decision to allow people to leave Wuhan and travel the world. But mostly, a lot of people left Wuhan and traveled to other places in China. So for China to give us death numbers and infected numbers in Wuhan is misguided, because there are other provinces, there are other places in China that had this situation. Will it affect them monetarily? Yes. Britain is rethinking their relationship. The United States is rethinking their relationship. Certainly Eastern Europe is. So this will have some real consequences for China.
Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made a comment. And the comment you could take several ways, but let's see what you think about this. The quote is, "China reckoning over virus lies will come soon."
Yeah.
What's he saying?
There will be. Well, there will be. I mean, we will say to China, "China, you infected the world. You allowed, well, let me say it another way. You allowed the world to be infected."
Mm-hmm.
And so we are collaborating with those regions that I just spoke about on what the consequences should be with China. Some countries have filed a lawsuit with the International Criminal Court. Some have gone over to the United Nations, which is never going to be friendly to the West anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But let's also remember, too, that the World Health Organization is a division of the United Nations.
Yeah.
So there will be a reckoning. What this reckoning is, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let me make a suggestion. Hasn't the United States lost something like $20 trillion worth of revenue, all told, maybe even $30 trillion? Is that about right?
I don't know that we can determine that number yet.
Well,
and it really isn't just about the United States, because, I mean, we help other countries in all of this, too.
Where I'm going,
and they help us.
Where I'm going is, how much debt do we owe China? $10
trillion? No. They hold about $1.8 trillion in our debt.
Well, they ought to just wipe out their debt and say, hey, that's a start. We don't
know
what you're doing.
I've mentioned that for quite some time.
We talked about it.
Senator Marsha Blackburn has said it publicly, and of course she carries more weight than I do.
Well, maybe we can pass some legislation and just say, okay, China, we don't owe you any more money.
Try and get that out of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I don't really care about Nancy Pelosi anymore, because sooner or later...
But you're going to have to.
I know, but sooner or later... She's going to get what she's got coming to her, and that is she's going to be retired again, because we the people are coming in November. All right, I'll let you go, and I'll talk to you later, and you have yourself a good day. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. No, sooner or later, folks, we got to wake up and realize that Nancy Pelosi has got to go. She's part of the problem, not part of the solution. Remember that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump announced the formation of a task force that will look at how to best reopen the economy.
Our country has to get open, and it will get open, and it'll get open safely.
and hopefully quickly. Some areas quicker than other areas.
He said it will include economists, business leaders, and medical experts. The president also announced he's withholding funding to the World Health Organization over its handling of the pandemic. California Governor Gavin Newsom says his state is now in the beginning stages of figuring out how to reopen businesses.
Local governments, local counties, local health directors will have a profound and outsized influence on our capacity to deliver on this next iteration in terms of our planning.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment. Brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo from the National Aviation Academy will be on the air with me tomorrow. So if you got any answers or any questions you want answers, don't be afraid to send them to me today via email or via the Facebook page, whichever works for the radio show, the official Captain's America Third Watch. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. They know that more have chosen to go to a technical school or a vocational school to learn a trade that they don't realize in most cases will not pay them as much as they think they're going to get because they're going to be union jobs. Now, the reason for that is if you come out as a welder or you come out as a
as a plumber or an electrician, or you come out as a heavy equipment operator, or you come out maybe as a truck driver, or you come out as a forklift operator, or maybe you come out as a computer technician. A lot of those jobs are in the union. Union shops is where you're going to go. Now, what happens there is you become an apprentice, and the apprentice could be something that would be a title you'd have for as much as a year, depending on what it is you're doing. And that's just the way that it is. Now, the other thing is, and think about this for a second. If you don't want to get 80% of whatever the predominant wage is for what you're doing, and you want to get the 100%, let me tell you about the National Aviation Academy. Because National Aviation Academy can fill the void that you've got, give you a great career path with a starting salary of about $60,000 a year and a 40-hour week. Now, you can check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Again, naa.edu. Or give them a call and set up a tour. Set up a date for a tour at one of their two locations. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, they have two locations, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, across the other side of the bay. So all you have to do is call them at 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour, and find out more about them. And it's a tremendous school. I'll tell you that right now. Make no mistake about it. A tremendous school. You learn a great trade, great profession, and I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. You really will be glad you did. All right, before we get started with a couple of things here from the military, number one, if you're having trouble because of this COVID-19 with your finances and you're a veteran, veterans only, if you're having trouble, please write down this number for some help. This is called the Vets COVID-19 Debt Assistance Line. The number is 800-827-0648. Again, that number is 800-827-0648. And if you're having trouble, financial trouble, and you're a veteran, that's the Vets COVID-19 Debt Assistance number, 800-827-0648. They'll be standing by to take your call and help you out. Again, if you're a veteran. Now, not to be outdone in the grand scheme of things, the Navy has rubber-stamped the carrier group, Harry S. Truman, and its escorts, the remaining at sea, after their time at sea drew to a close. But they're remaining at sea in an effort to keep the sailors protected from exposure to the COVID-19. That's number one. Number two, the Navy has continued to push to develop the Hammerhead Maritime Mine Deployment System, with 16 companies attending a recent virtual industry day that allowed the rapid acquisition program to keep progressing despite the coronavirus-related restrictions that are in place for large gatherings of people and whatnot. Now, Japan and Taiwan have kept watch on a Chinese aircraft carrier, the Liaoning, and its strike group as they steamed through the Miyako Strait and passed Taiwan over the weekend, according to the Japanese Ministry of Defense. Where they're going, don't know. They're just out there for a nice little ride at sea out there in the South China Sea. But right now, they may be the big boys on the block because, remember, we're down at least one aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt, which is sitting in Guam while the crew tries to clean the ship up and get better from a health standpoint. 600 of them now have tested positive or have the virus, and they lost their first sailor to the COVID-19 yesterday. Now, the Air Force, for the first time ever, the Air Force evacuated three U.S. government contractors who had tested positive for COVID-19 out of Afghanistan using a modified transportation method originally used for Ebola patients back in 2014 as they flew them out in an Air Force C-17. And an Air Force survival, evasion, resistance, and escape specialist who died during a September 2019 parachute jump at Edwards Air Force Base in California because he over-controlled the parachute, has prompted an uncontrolled spin and hard landing. The investigation is talking about the parachutist's mistakes that caused the fatal jump incident at Edwards. So, apparently, this one here, blame it on the guy with the chute. Now, the Marine Corps recruiters are no longer meeting face-to-face with potential recruits while high schools across the country have shuttered under COVID-19 concerns, which is severely limiting the access to future Marine applicants. A lot of things are being done on the Internet. And the Marine Corps recruiting department wants you to choose your ideal fire team from a list of 8 historic Marine figures that include 2 dual Medal of Honor awardees and a 5-time Navy Cross recipient, Lieutenant General Lewis Burwell Chesty Puller. Now, there's a famous guy from the Korean War. And before Marine Corps veteran David Williams was to be connected to a ventilator, his doctors told him there was a chance he would never come off. But that Marine was lucky enough to be able to become cured, if you will, and appeared yesterday with the president, where he had a group of coronavirus COVID-19 survivors talking to them at his table in his office that he was in there in the White House. They had a whole group of them there talking about their experiences, which was really good to hear. And by the way, I was watching it and just fascinated by listening to the, in particular, the Democratic Congresswoman from Michigan, who was given the hydroxychloroquine, which she directly contributed to saving her life, and thanked the president for allowing that to happen. And I flipped it over just for the heck of it to see what CNN and MSNBC were doing. Nothing. Didn't have it at all. Nothing. You talk about a really feel-good story about some stuff, that was the story to have there, and they never showed it at all. Way to go. Losers that they are. Now, the Coast Guard and their response to the COVID-19 mission around the globe shows how the service is doing. It also is highlighting their modernization needs, if you will. And the Coast Guard Commandant, Admiral Carl Schultz, is on it to see what he can do. Now, also another service, branch of the service, that's doing really good is the National Guard. And the troop count for them is holding strong right now at 29,000. 29,000. More than half of them are under Title 32 orders, which is the mobilization for the COVID-19 epidemic. All right. We'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by my good friends over at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, when they're not doing the gun show thing, which we hope will start next month, because they've got three of them scheduled, I might ask, he's got his regular gun store called Phoenix Ordnance, where he sells guns and ammunition and other related supplies pertaining to guns, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Now, he's located at 8601 49th Street in Pinellas Park. That's Phoenix Ordnance. And you can stop by, see what they have to offer. Guy's the owner, and any one of the guys in there at Guy's Place would be more than happy to talk to you Tuesday through Saturday. That's Phoenix Ordnance, 8601 49th Street, Pinellas Park in Florida. And they, again, are the people that put on the Two Guys Gun Show. And we've got three of them scheduled for next month in May. And we'll see what happens, because if they open things up, guess what? With the social distancing and all that, that's where we'll be, or where I'll be. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Well, the president is now deferring to governors on reopening the states, and I happen to have right in front of me the three phases of the CDC plan as to how to go about doing this. We were talking about this during the break, and the first one is to reopen the schools or wherever the children are cared for, kindergarten through 12th grade, daycares and summer camps and all that stuff, to allow the workforce, i.e. the parents, to go back to work.
It is very, very rare for
kids, youngsters to get the virus, the very rare occurrence, for them to actually get sick from the virus. They can be asymptomatic and they can carry it, but again, you need to get that into the system so you develop that herd immunity. That's how you defeat any sort of respiratory disease. So you have to develop that type of immunity, and that's what we need to do. And obviously you need to get the kids back into school and get that area going so then parents can go to work. Parents are not going to be able to go to work if their kids are home.
Right.
Going to watch. I mean, it is what it is. It's going to make for a very difficult situation. So I think that was wise. I think from an epidemiological standpoint, I think shutting the schools was probably not a very good thing to do from the beginning, especially sending all the college kids home.
Right. And our governor yesterday, Ron DeSantis, was talking to the Floridians about getting school back open again so that people could go back to work. He was he might have been a little bit ahead of this or might have had advance warning from the president as to what he was going to say. But he said it in the morning. The president said, but he did in the afternoon. Now, something else going on here. And this is big news, of course. The president halting the U.S. funding some $450 million for the World Health Organization amidst a review of what it is that they did, whether they were misleading the world or what it was they were doing with the information coming out of China.
Yeah, I mean, they made a big deal, and the media's making a big deal out of this story. I mean, that's all well and good, and I think that's the thing that we need to review and take a look at. But, you know, it doesn't do us any good now. You know, now that all the horses and the chickens are out of the barn, we should be looking at all these multi-international organizations and see how wasteful they are. I've been pushing for us to pull our funding from the United Nations for a long period of time. So, again, it makes for a kind of a cute story right now, but it doesn't change anything on the ground.
Now, Larry Kudlow and Senator Mitch McConnell are saying that some $349 billion that's in the Small Business Loan Guarantee Program is about ready to run out, and they're looking for more money.
Hawks. I think from what I spoke to several banks yesterday, if you're able to get your application in and we'll get your application approved by Thursday, you still might be funded. But, they're nowhere near that. And they're going to, as of Friday, the program is going to be out of money. And a lot of really small businesses out there, they just didn't have access to it. They weren't able to get in. It's a shame. It is because, again, it breaks my heart every single day. I see knowing that all these businesses, how many businesses, who's going to survive and who's not going to survive and who lost their life's work due to the shutdown. And I don't even know, quite honestly, even if this PPP would actually save these businesses in the long run. I've also spoken with businesses that said, you know what, I'm not going to even take it because I can only use it for payroll, but I need it for rent and I need it for utilities and I need it for other things. And only 25% is supposed to be utilized for that. So it's, again, I didn't agree with how the thing was really structured from the beginning. Again, we'll see what happens. Congress is supposed to decide on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, whether or not to give more money to the program.
Now, I'm sitting right here in between two runways at Tampa International Airport, and we have what normally is a very busy airport here. About 58% of the flights have now been canceled, and the last two planes I saw and heard take off last night were two big FedEx freighters that left at about 9:30 and about 9:42, about 12 minutes apart, and that was it. Then not another plane after that. So as a result, we understand that the Treasury and airlines yesterday had forged a deal on a $25 billion payroll aid for them. But I also heard that the U.S. has awarded airports $10 billion in grants amidst the travel decline. What the heck? You know, I didn't realize that was in the mix, too, but I guess it is.
Yeah, you got to keep the airports, up and running and maintained as well. Again, these are lifelines. We're putting much of America on a proverbial ventilator for a period of time. And, you know, as we know right now, about, you know, when it comes to coronavirus, 80% of the people that go on a ventilator, they don't make it out. They don't live. I don't know who's going to survive all of these ventilators that the government's putting out there. We need to get the economy up and running again. It's the only way out. There's only so much money that the government can throw at these things. And, you know, we're going to get to a point in time, like I said, you know, what are we up to now? We're up to $24 trillion a national debt. I mean, how much higher can we go?
25. But anyway, the airlines are also mulling flying around with empty seats on the planes, just hauling the cargo underneath in the cargo hold. And also, for the next round of passengers that climbs on an aircraft, do not be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if they are not required to wear a mask.
Not required to wear a mask?
If they're not required, they're going to be required to wear a mask. On this is all part of what's being talked about right now.
I think it's, you know, I think doing that may or may not help. I think it's going to be more to make people try to feel comfortable more than anything else. I think that you might see some sort of, some heat testing for people before they get on, biothermal testing to see if anybody's got a fever before they get on an airplane. That might be the case. I know they've got that company out of Massachusetts that's able to completely sanitize planes very, very quickly. It's got this fogging machine that they're able to do, and you might see more of that. And there's going to be, you'll definitely have airlines marketing their cleanliness and showing just how what they're doing, the steps they're doing to make the flights, the flights seem clean and sanitary. But again, it's when people feel safe again. Yeah, I'm not one of the people out there that is scared from this. I'm not. I talked about this here on the program. There's other things that scare me a lot more than coronavirus does, but that's also, you know, I'm looking at my demographic and my health. Other people might be more concerned and they might hold off a longer period of time.
Now, Jeff Bezos, who had plenty of money to begin with, right?
Yes.
Has made another $24 billion while all of this has been going on. He's obviously reaping the bailout rewards and whatnot.
That's not called he made $24 billion. His value of his stock went up that much.
Is that what that is? It's not because it's Amazon?
Yes. It's not the... See, you know, the media does that all the time. They said he made $24 billion. It's paper gains. It's the value of the stock, which is great because the value of Amazon stock has gone up. But it's not like he's, $24 billion in cash sitting in a bank account somewhere. That's not the case.
Mm. By the way, the golden arches that you see around, some of them may have seen better days and may not be coming back because there are some franchises in the United States that McDonald's is going to drop when this is all over with.
Some of the obviously there's not many corporate McDonald's stores. Most of them are franchises. So I'd be obviously sad to see because they do a really good job of researching their locations.
Yep. Okie dokie. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I don't know of any McDonald's anywhere near me that I've stopped at or driven by that are in danger, but apparently there are some that are in danger of not being a franchise much longer. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.